This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Israeli strikes on Gaza while an American activist killed by Israeli fire is laid to rest.
Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight and killed at least 14 people. As friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral in Turkey. Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenor Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday delayed a decision to let Ukraine fire long-range Western-supplied missiles into Russia, a plan that sparked dire threats from Moscow of a war with NATO.
We had a wide-ranging discussion about strategy in Ukraine, of course, in the Middle East, and other parts of the world. This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. That wasn't why we got our heads down today. It was to allow ourselves the space which we took, the time which we took, to have a strategic discussion so that tactical decisions could be seen within the wider strategy. And it was a really good invitation from the president. We've had a very productive, and we've come to a strong position.
Labor leader indicated that he and Biden would now discuss the plan at the UN General Assembly in New York the week after next. The head of NATO's military committee says that Ukraine has the solid legal and military right to strike deep inside Russia